A revelation. I'll go ahead and tell you up front what the message is, what God has laid on my heart. An open door. He set before us an open door. In the third chapter of Revelation, in the 8th verse, and he said, this is Church of Philadelphia, and he said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. So Jesus said there plainly, this is red writing, he said plainly that no man could shut our door. So if we've had the door shut, we've shut it ourselves, amen. And he said, I set before you an open door. And we'll go on down into the Laodicean church there in the 14th verse and maybe read on down through about 20. But I want us to get what God is saying. And I thought about, we left church here Wednesday night, and going up the road, this message come to my heart. And I had to go dig and scratch and find what God was wanting us to read. And it's just a simple message. But you think about a door being open unto you. And I thought about even the door of the church, how great it is for the door to be opened. And Josh, so he come out and got Janet, amen, with an umbrella this morning and walked her in the rain. And I thought, how great it is for the door to be open and it not be shut. And I thought about the kingdom of heaven and the door to be open. I'll tell you what's the truth. I might just shout a little bit when I think about how God opened the door for nobody, amen. And he said, come on in and sup with me. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I can't help it. Amen. He said, come on in and sup with me. And how we were nobodies, amen. We were Gentiles. We were dogs. We were without. There was nothing going our way. We were heading straight to hell. And Jesus walked by and opened the door, glory to God. And we can read it in several places in the Word of God where he said, I am the door, amen. And I'm still getting ahead of myself. But glory to God, this feels good. I'm going to tell you something. We'll read it in a minute. When he opened the door, and I thought about, I know the date, I know the time, and the old house is burnt, the commode's busted, and all that's gone away. But honey, can I tell you what visited me that night? He's still alive, amen. He visited my house. He opened my door. Nobody else was in that house that night, and Jesus come by and opened that door. Glory to God, invited me to come in and be with him and to sup with him, and he said he'd sup with me. I thought about it, glory to God. I've never got this at a racetrack. I've never got it out of a bottle of booze. I've never got it out of a beer. I've never got it out of sex. I've never got it out of anything that the world has to offer, a cleansing that God gave me that day. Well, glory to God, I'm going to tell you, honey, when he opened that door, Kenny, and invited me in. Glory to God, allowed me to be a child of the living God, a God that owns it all, that has the cattle on 1,000 hills. And he invited me in, a nobody, Mickey. Glory to God, that didn't have anything. And he said, come on in, you can be my son. I'm glad he opened that door. Glory to God, he said, and I want us to look at this. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anybody will open, he said, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. I want us to know, glory to God, the door is shut, and the only one that can open it is us, amen. Jesus will knock on our door. He'll convict us. He'll let us know that we're lost, but glory to God, he's not going to open the door to your heart. You got to open the door to your heart and let Jesus come in. You can sign around and go back and sin. You can make excuses why you don't come to church. You can make excuses why you don't shout. Bless God, I wasn't a shouter either, honey. But glory to God, when the Holy Ghost power of God moved in, I become a shouter, amen. Because I got sanctified, a clean cleaned up in the blood of Jesus. I believe the reason we don't shout today, honey, is because, glory to God, we got too much of the world in us. If we can go to the ball game and holler hallelujahs and can't sit in the house of God, there's something lacking in our life. If we can't shout once in a while through our trouble, when we look at the cross of Jesus and see what He suffered, that I could be set free, we're lacking a little bit. I'm going to tell you why we don't praise God no more. It don't come natural. I'm going to tell you why we don't say amen no more. We're bullheaded, stubborn. I ain't going to help you. I ain't going to do nothing for you. Bush tried to get you to testify, glory to God. We don't want to testify. Why? Because we've dried up. If we obligate ourselves to be a child of God and testify to everybody we see and tell them, glory to God, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. There's something required of us to fill our seat in the house of the living God. Amen, church. You won't get it at the racetrack. I've been there. You won't get it nowhere else. But Jesus Christ, there's no cleansing power. Mr. Clean ain't got it. It's Jesus Christ, glory to God. Hallelujah. And He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I told you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus has passed through our church. He's passed through these rows. And He spoke to hearts. He said, you need to do something. You need to do something. And the sinner out there, we like to go say, well, they ain't right with God. They won't go to church. Amen. They still use a bad word now and then. You're just as guilty as they are. If God has cleansed you, sanctified your soul, and you ain't able to come to the house of God, there's something wrong in your soul today. It's awful easy to pass judgment on everybody else. Glory to God. You may think that's what I'm doing. God is telling me today to tell us how to come out from among the world and be a separated people. We got to stick with the Word of God. Honey, what a blessing when my son said, I thank you for raising me in a Christian home.
Yes, sir.
I thank you. I needed that.
Come on,
I needed that. Yep. I'll tell you, Mike, somewhere along the line, Daddy's going to say, I thank you for being a Christian.
Right,
I remember Dad died in 75. Never remember in my life Daddy saying, I love you, Bill. Never remember that. I remember us drinking out of the same fruit jar, sleeping in the same bed. I remember all his cussing, even fist fights. Never heard him say, I love you. And that hurts.
Yeah.
Never heard it. But after he died, there's an old lady up on the mountain, bootlegger. I used to be there quite often. She come to me and she said, your daddy was so proud when you got saved. Your daddy was so proud. Talked about how much he loved you and so glad that you quit the way you was going. That you got in church. What I'm telling you, honey, if they don't nobody tell you now, somewhere along the line, you'll be fed. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. He ain't just knocking for salvation. He's knocking for us to serve Him. I believe have you ever had your heart go, brrr? I believe He wants us to testify of Him. I thought, you can ask Janet. I'm telling you the truth. There's a beauty shop here and a barber shop here. Finally ended up with a lady barber shop, and she was over there with us. Got to tell me a whole new story where they used to shout. Amen. I can get right into this myself. But what's wrong with us? Why don't we testify no more? Everybody ain't heard mine. I met one Saturday morning, ain't never heard my testimony. Didn't know I pastored church, tried to serve God. I don't know where they live or where they're from. It don't make no difference. I know where Jesus is from. Brother, I know what that cross means. Never wore one around my neck, but I know what it means. I got one in my heart. I got one the Lord said pick up. Said daily. I just do it maybe once a week. Hey, hello, and follow Him. And follow Him. Let me read what the Word of God said. Amen. I wear myself out before I get started. And he said, the Laodicean church, the 14th verse. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. You know, I heard a big TV evangelist preaching the other day, and he's an old man. And he said, this was just to the seven churches. This wasn't to us. If that's the case, John ain't no good for me. And ain't no use to read Acts. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith thee, Amen, the Father, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And he said, I know thy works, that they are neither cold nor hot. I would they are cold or hot. The church is there today. The church ain't out, but the church ain't in. The church ain't cold, but it ain't hot. Bible said we're lukewarm. He said, so then, because they are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I'll spit you out of my mouth because we're neither hot or cold. You look at your life. I'm trying to look at mine. My life has cooled off. I'm not hot. I'm not interested in testifying all the time. I'm not interested in a controversy. I'm not interested in somebody else knocking me down. I need to stick my neck out. I need to be on fire for God. Amen. God saved my soul. Amen. And not just for 1968 and up to 1970. God saved my soul for this day. Amen. To testify the goodness of God. There's people dying and going to hell out there. And they're looking at a church that's lukewarm. They're looking at a church that's been spewed out of the Lord's mouth. And they're still trying to call themselves Christians. And they don't want the preached word of God. They ain't going to listen to the preached word of God. Amen. And they're going to hinder them that does want to hear it. And the church, the people are looking at the church that is lukewarm.
Amen.
And some is cold.
Right. Yeah.
Think about it, church. I don't shout like I used to. I've carried burdens like I ain't never carried before. But that ain't changed God.
Amen.
I talked to the Lord this week out walking around there in the yard. Lord, I'd like to unload some of this junk off on you. I'd like to give this to you because I ain't handling it well. I'd like for you to take it. If everybody's a Christian like you, what kind of church would we have? What would the world hear? Larry just testified to us. He's up and down. He's had a great week this week. But what holds tomorrow? I'm going to read to you. And he said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I've never seen people that have just totally lost the joy of their salvation because of the troubles of this old world, because of the way things is, how Satan has set up, and we have listened to it. Because of our election and because of our governors and because of our officers here and what's going on in our land. He said, I counsel thee. Jesus said this. He said, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. We've let our nakedness appear, ain't we? And anoint us thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. We need to get the grease of God on us.
Amen.
Hey, we need to get greased up. I thought about eye salve. We've had supposed to go 30 days with drops in my eyes, and how irritating it is. Four times a day, put drops in your eyes, and start with three bottles, and you keep coming down. But I'm going to tell you something. It's irritating to the flesh to put the eye salve in.
Yeah.
And I believe you get the eye save. It's the good glory of God. It's the wetness of God. It's the smoothness of God. So it's not easy. I thought one day this week, I sat down and I read 5 chapters in Revelation. You know what I done the next day? Never read in there at least.
Tell it, Bill. Tell it, preacher.
Yeah. Yep, done the same thing.
Never done there at least. That's how we are. We justify ourselves. If we ever do one good thing,
amen,
we don't never forget that.
Right.
We just continue on that. Look what I have done. What are we going to do this coming week? I need to be a light. It used to aggravate me when some of these fellas would run around and somebody felt like they were doing it for gain. But they said, I'm pastor here and I'm pastor here, and that kind of aggravated me. But you know what? I need to start telling people I'm a pastor. I'm a child of God.
Amen.
I need to promise them if they'll come, Mary, we'll hear the word of God.
Amen.
I'll preach the word of God. Amen. If you go play ball after church, I really don't care, but I want you to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to hear the word of God. You say, Bill, you run them off. Jesus said he didn't lose none that God gave him.
Amen.
Come on, church. When they leave the church down the road talking about that pastor, they come up here and they're going to talk about this pastor. And the next place they go to, they will talk about him. Why? Because they're still walking in the flesh. They need the Holy Ghost power of God. What I've said about my pastors over the years, they knowed how I felt.
Yep.
Amen. They knowed. When I caught one between Sunday school and preaching, instead of sitting in and listening to the end of Sunday school, out there smoking a cigarette, he knowed how I felt.
Right.
Amen. Well, you hurt his feelings, I don't care, I'd stomp his cigarette out.
Right.
If you're going to preach the word, live the word.
Amen.
Smoke your cigarette after church. You don't leave a Sunday school teacher standing here, amen, and you out there smoking a cigarette.
Amen.
And then it comes in the middle of the service coming by and said, what in the world, the preacher's out here smoking? There ain't no use for us to come to a preaching time.
Help him, Lord.
That's a small thing, ain't it?
Help him, Lord.
But people brought it to my attention. They said, it's out there. That's what's happening. We need to check out some things. We need to be honest about some things.
Amen.
Is it with the word of God? Is it all right? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thought for a while Larry just said, Larry Johnson, you the only one say amen up at Mount Vernon. Don't know the rest of them, don't you say that. Don't you say that. And he said, 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, and be zealous, therefore, and repent. He tells us to have a zeal. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. That's what he turned and said to the Laodicean church.
Amen.
In the 20th verse, and he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Has he died? Is the Holy Ghost gone away? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Praise God, he ain't gone away. Praise God. He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's standing right there at the door. Can you imagine how uncomfortable it is standing there at the door and nobody will open it?
Come on.
Nobody will listen to the voice.
Help him, Lord.
And I know Jesus thinks, what more could I do? He said, look. Said, I died on the cross. I gave my life. I shed my blood. I was pierced. I was made fun of. I was buried in the tomb. And then I rose the third day, and here I stand knocking on the door. Here I stand, and nobody will open it.
Bless him, Lord.
Can you imagine? Come to your wife's house, and you knock on the door, and you don't have the key, and you can't get in. You know she's in there, but she won't let you in. Can you imagine the heartbreak that Jesus said? Rebellion is as the sins of witchcraft. We have rebelled against the Holy Spirit of God. We have broke the heart of Almighty God. I believe we brought tears to Jesus' eyes. Only one place I see where he cried as the Bible was being written. But I thought many times, glory to God, as the Laodicean church coming, because we're neither hot or cold, I believe tears has run down his face. I believe he's cried and said, Father, what else can I do? What else can I do? I have died. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Can I tell you today, the church is a mockery to the world. The church is making fun. I don't care where you go on visitation or who you talk to. Most of them have been in church, amen, and they'll tell you some big story if you talk one-on-one why they don't go to church no more. You know, I got one story for them. I can tell them why they're going to hell. Yeah. Because they rejected God because of their fleshly feelings. To a devil's hell. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Right. Mount Vernon should be full. Amen. Liberty should be full. I forgot to tell Jamie is up at Liberty today, helping them out up there. Donnie had to be somewhere. So pray for them.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Ramsey at... Elkhorn, pray for them. Pray for them. This ain't the only church. But he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. And him that overcometh will I grant to sit. Baptists don't believe this, but in the 21st verse, he said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and I sat down with my Father in his throne. May God add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Let me jump over into 1 Corinthians right here and read this that God's put on our heart. 1 Corinthians 16, 8 and 9. He said, Paul told him, he said, I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. And he said, for a great door, Paul said this in the ninth verse, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. And as we thought on this, there are many adversaries. And I thought about Michael Smith and the adversary. And I thought about Jeremiah Simpson. And I thought about the adversary. And I thought about my old buddy Bob Phipps. And I thought the adversary and age and it taking his toe off. And I thought about my old buddy, Eddie Bailey. And I thought about cancer and corona. And don't know the boy very well, but the young man there with a young family, David Trent. But I thought the adversary. Do you think this sickness ain't an adversary to him? A man, Jeremiah said he thought about quitting, but he said like a fire shut up in his bones. And a real man of God that's called to preach the word of God, it's like a fire shut up in his bones. You got to tell somebody. You want to quit, you want to get out. And those that are not able, those that have been hindered, the adversary has hit them all along the line. And there's hurts out there and there's afflictions. And the adversary will bring you down. He'll stop you any way that he can. He'll take your wife. He'll take your children. He'll take your best friend. He'll take your family. He'll break you. He'll run you in debt, glory to God. You can't see daylight. He'll break your car down. He'll do whatever he can do, amen, to stop you. But we need some soldiers, glory to God, to finish this race for the glory of God. If we can still go into the stores and into the places of this world, we can still come to the house of God. Can I tell you something? I appreciate these that are in the house of God today, still listening to the word of God. Church, if I don't preach it out of the word, amen, it don't pay no attention to it. Right. But I'm preaching to you the word. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What did he leave up to us? He left it up to us, amen, to open the door. And he said, there's many adversaries. Many adversaries. I say, come on in, brother. You're welcome into my house. You come on into my house. We're going to be a part with you, and I'm going to sup with you, and you're going to sup with me. Amen. You know what we need? We've shut the door in Jesus' face. We've closed the door in Jesus' face. I've knocked on thousands of doors in my Christian walk of life, and I've seen the shades raise and then poop out. I've heard the floor squeak. I mean, I've seen all kinds of things happen. It's just funny. I've walked off and turned around and went back and said, I know you're in there. I love you anyhow. I love you anyhow. I ain't got that spunk that I used to have. Amen. I have pecked two or three times later, and they'd open the door. Wear them to death. They're dying and going to hell. I'm glad somebody else told me about Jesus. I'm glad somebody else gave me a testimony about Jesus. I'm glad somebody else lived right. And he said, a great door is open. An effectual. It's an effectual door. So if God opens a door for you, a great door, and it's of effect, it's effectual, things are happening. Things are happening. Then there are many adversaries to stop that. And I thought, brother, in the prison, it's been ups and downs for several years, and now it's terrible right now. And I talked to an officer, a prison guard, from a certain place, and he said, one yesterday, last night, or that Friday night, had tried to hang himself. So it's in prison, and they just shut up and can't get out. If we stay behind that door, honey, Jesus is knocking. We need to open that door and get a little fresh air. Get a little breeze. And he said, we finally had to strap him. Just totally lost it. We finally had to strap him, tie him up with belts. I remember, Butch, I remember well in Mississippi. And I was at the end of the hall, no way out. And about 10 or 12 officers come and got this one and wrapped him up in a blanket and carried him out like a saw log. Remember that whale. But you think about how ill you are. Hello? You think about if you was in a 6 or 8 foot square with two beds and another person in there with you. Think about it, church. A door's been opened to us.
That's right.
I was shut in and sin, and God opened a door for me to come out. Am I going to go back in bondage? Or am I going to go on praising the Lord? Let me read a little out of John to us. Okay. John 10. Let me read John 10. First verse said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but cometh up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. At John 10, the first verse, the second verse said, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them to the sheep follow him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, or they know not the voice of a stranger. Get that verse 5. And a stranger will they not follow. I'm going to tell you today, we're at such a cold, lukewarm stage in our life that we don't know the stranger from the real thing. We don't know the Spirit of God from the spirit of Satan. We're running tossed to and fro in every direction. There's no telling how many doctrines and junk that's out there that people are running to satisfy flesh. To satisfy flesh. And what's going on in our life? Lord, help us. Seventh verse. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, and what does he say? I am the door of the sheep. There's no way there's anybody that is the door. But Jesus said, I've got to open the door and let him come in. If I go back, and you don't think this is possible, but if I go back, after Jesus has come in and abode in my house, and he supped with me, and I shouted with him, and I enjoyed his holy word, and then I just shut the door. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of fooling with you. I'm not going to church no more. I'm afraid. And then we go after the things of the world. I just heard about a little girl that's raised in church. Throwed her marriage to the dogs and took up with another woman. My Lord and my God. I know she come through two churches at least, maybe three. But I thought, my Lord and my God, how can this happen to somebody's name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I'm going to tell you how you get burnt.
Come on.
It's getting too close to the fire.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Know that fire will burn you.
Amen.
And stay back.
Right.
And stay back. But if I don't ever build a fire, I won't get burnt. So we'll just stay lukewarm. We'll just stay lukewarm. He said, I am the door of the sheep. Eighth verse, and that all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. How many thieves and robbers is out there today to steal the sheep? How many? He said, I am the door. Again, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Get the 10th verse. We just have read that Paul said there was many adversaries there. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal. That's Satan. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. Who did he tell Moses? Just tell them the great I am.
Yeah.
He said, the I am has sent them. The I am is where you need to go. The I am is what you need to follow. The I am is who you need to follow after. The only one that we can get anything accomplished for. Let me read one in Hebrews here. I like this. Hebrews 13. I like this. I could preach a whole other message right here. Hebrews 13. Nineteenth verse. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Jesus, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. This Hebrews 13, and we'll read 20 again. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. So why don't he last for us? I'm going to tell you why he don't last for us. It's because we put him aside. It's because we don't follow him. Because we don't listen to him. We love the flesh. We pet the flesh. We take medicine for the flesh. We feed the flesh. We water the flesh. We do everything we can do for the flesh. But Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the door. And if I serve the flesh today, I cannot serve God.
Amen.
My flesh is evil. It's mean. I tell you, y'all, this flesh is mean. Can I tell you, too? There's probably somebody listening today that's got a mean flesh.
Yep. Amen.
That's probably listening to the flesh instead of the Spirit of God. Still not understanding. But he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, that's woman, boy, or girl. If anyone open, he said, I will come in. Not maybe, but he said, I will come in. And I thought all over our nation that I know of, our hearts have been shut off to God. Our conversation is high gas prices. I've told it and told it and told it here. And me and Janet was talking this morning. It's been about 25 years since we went to Israel. But one of the greatest things that I can still remember in my mind is that I could see the sheep in a path going around the hill. And the shepherd still over there in a lot of places just had a little pile of rock, and that was their boundary. And those sheep didn't try to pass each other. They ain't like I used to be in the lunchroom line at school. Got expelled from school because I wanted to pass. I was real stubborn one day and said, I'll not eat then. Who am I spiting? I just like Baptists. Yeah. But I ain't going to stand here in line. I'll just not eat. Just go hungry. And when you get lukewarm and get spewed out of the Lord's mouth, don't come crying to me. We're stubborn. We're bullhearted, bullheaded. Man's heart is continuously evil. That's what the Bible said. There's bad thoughts all the time. It's hard to keep it under. It's hard to keep the flesh down.
Listen, Lord.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Thank you, Justin. Behold, I thought you'd left us. I really got scared. But I wonder how long is he going to knock on the door?
Yep. Amen.
If you will, stand to our feet. Have we got a Christian home better than we come up in? Are we doing more in our home than was done in our home we come up in?